Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We will discuss today, inshallah, just three short ahadith regarding Eidul Fitr and the Sadqatul Fitr. Tomorrow being Eid, inshallah. The Sadqatul Fitr, the fitrah that we talk about, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stipulated this Sadqatul Fitr as a tuhratan lissa'im, a means of purifying, making clean the fasting person. What this means? The hadith says, طُهْرَةً لِلصَّائِمِ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفَثِ. While fasting, if a person spoke any futile, nonsensical talks, any lewd talks, then by means of the صَدْقَةُ الْفِطْرِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out the sin of those futile, nonsensical talks that were spoken whilst a person was fasting. وَطُعْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينَ. And also the other benefit of the Sadqatul Fitr, it will be a means of sustenance for the masakin, for the poor. So these are two benefits. One is, it benefits the fasting person for any wrong things he spoke, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out that guna of the wrong thing that he spoke whilst fasting by means of the Sadqatul Fitr. And also it will assist the poor people. Therefore we encourage to give it before Eid. By today we should try and give it out if we have not as yet given our Sadqatul Fitr. So that the poor person on Eid day, he also has something to eat and he also has something to wear. In one hadith it is mentioned that the fasting of Ramadan is suspended between the heavens and the earth, and it is only raised upwards towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after a person gives his Sadqatul Fitr. So from these two ahadith you can see how important it is that we should discharge our Sadqatul Fitr, otherwise our fasting is suspended between the sky and the earth. Then the night before Eid, that is tonight, many times we find that the night before Eid is spent in many other preparations for Eid or many other things and not in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight is a very, very Mubarak night. It is known as Laylatul Eid, the night that precedes the Eid day. We're not talking about tomorrow night. It is tonight, the night that precedes the Eid day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Man qama laylata yil eidain, referring to both the Eids, Eidul Fitr and Eidul Adha. Whoever stands in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever makes zikr, tasbih, whoever reads some tahajjud salat, he recites some Quran, he makes dua, he makes tawbah, he makes istighfar, muhtasiban, anticipating reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The benefit of this is, لَمْ يَمُتْ قَلْبُهُ يَوْمَ تَمُوتُ الْقُلُوبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, literally the translation is, this person's heart will not be dead on the day of Qiyamah when all other hearts will be dead. Ulama explain this and they say the meaning of this is Allah will give him a hayatan sa'ida, a comfortable life on the day of Qiyamah, and he will not be gripped with anxiety and fear, but his heart will be filled with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he'll have the hope of Allah Ta'ala's mercy on the day of Qiyamah. His heart will be alive in the sense that he'll have a blissful, happy life in the hereafter, and especially on the day of Qiyamah, he would not be in panic, like how Allah mentions in Surah Al-Hajj, that you will see people intoxicated, they will seem that they are drunk, whereas in reality they did not drink. But because they will be gripped with such fear and horror, that they will seem as though they have lost their senses. So this person will be safe from all these horrifying events and conditions of the day of Qiyamah. Then on the morning of Eid, it is mentioned in a long hadith that when it is the Eid day, the angels stand in the gullies, in the entrances of each road or each gully, and they exclaim, "Ughdu ya ma'ashar al-Muslimin, rise, O assembly of Muslims, إِلَىٰ رَبِّن كَرِيم, towards a Rabb who is generous, a Rabb who gives plenty, and he gives us the chance of performing a lot of ibadat. ثُمَّ يُثِيبُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَزِيلِ. And after giving us a chance of performing ibadat and many other ni'mats, Allah bestows upon it great abundant sawab. لَقَدْ أُمِرْتُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ فَقُمْتُمْ. Then these angels call out, they say, you were commanded to perform Taraweeh Salah and to stand up in the night in ibadat. فَقُمْتُمْ, you did so. وَأُمِرْتُمْ بِصِيَامِ النَّهَارِ فَصُمْتُمْ. You were commanded to keep roza and you did so. وَأَطَعْتُمْ رَبَّكُمْ, and you obeyed your Allah. فَقْبِضُوا جَوَائِزَكُمْ, now come and take your prize. فَإِذَا صَلَّوْا, after they complete the Eid Salat, نَادَى مُنَادٍ, caller calls out, an angel calls out, أَلَا إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ قَدْ غَفَرَ لَكُمْ. Understand, listen, that your Allah has completely forgiven all your sins. فَرْجِعُوا رَاشِدِينَ إِلَىٰ رِحَالِكُمْ. Now proceed to your transport, to your means of, to your conveyance, in a manner that you are rightly guided. فَهُوَ يَوْمُ الْجَائِزَةِ. Today is a day of prize giving. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and give us the benefits of all what we have mentioned today, especially spending the night tonight, whether it's in the masjid or if the masjid is not open. At home also we can make ibadat. It's not only if there's some program that we have to make ibadat. Individual ibadat we can make right to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we go for Eid, feel the blessings of this reward that we have been mentioned now. That the angels are calling out to us that go proceed to Allah who is full of generosity and Allah forgives. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.